The flow of migrants into Southern Europe has made classrooms more diverse. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chintzia Pika-Smith, associate professor in the Department of Human Services and Rehabilitation Studies at Assumption University, examines the relationship between Italian children and non-Italians.
Because of migration patterns, Italian schools are increasingly diverse spaces in which children of different racial and ethnic backgrounds, religious beliefs, and cultural linguistic practices interact daily. These spaces provide fertile ground for a continuum of interpersonal experiences, from intergroup friendships to incidents of discrimination and marginalization. In our study, 1,314 middle school students in multi-ethnic schools in southern Italy were surveyed to understand the extent of their intergroup relationships, their perspectives on intergroup friendships, and their intergroup cooperative as well as discriminatory behaviors. A 63-item questionnaire was administered to learn to what extent Italian students' relationship with peers, both inside and outside of the school context, differed from those of non-Italian students. Findings revealed that non-Italian students were significantly more likely to have intergroup friendships than their Italian counterparts. Interestingly, school history, gender, and Italian language proficiency did not predict intergroup friendships for non-Italian students, and neither did time of arrival in Italy. Cooperative behavior was significantly higher for participants who identified as girls. There was no significant difference between Italian and non-Italian students in their views of how non-Italian students should be treated. Non-Italian students and Italian girls were significantly more likely to report getting along well with classmates. Findings are congruent with the literature on intergroup friendships from parts of the world where classrooms have been racially diverse for decades and where research has demonstrated that racially minoritized students have more intergroup friendships than white children.
That was Chintzia Pika-Smith of Assumption University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.